We're changing direction yet again, and I have with me from Yarra Valley Water, Tiffany and Rob. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Don't nod your head. It doesn't make good radio. Tiffany, you want to talk about some grants. It's not very often in this program that we either have available for people to save some money, which we're going to talk to Rob about that a bit later, or for people to apply for grants. Generally, we're not ever able to offer people to get some money. So let's talk about these grants that Yarra Valley Water have got available.
All right, let's do that. And I'm glad that we don't often get the opportunity and that we can bring it to you. So I guess, so we've got a new grants program, and the reason we're doing that, as well as providing your everyday water and sewer services, we also play a role in the community in helping people to save water. That's in at home or with their business. We also know that out in the community, there are heaps of organisations doing amazing work who are either contributing to that by running water conservation programs or water efficiency education, that kind of stuff, or just within their own operations, they could really use a hand to save water. So that's what these grants are about. There's a pretty good range of projects that would be eligible. So
put the word Tiffany, out. Are we talking about things like water tanks for organisations? Well, first of all, is it for individuals or only groups? And give us a bit of an idea of the spread of the sort of programs.
All right, okay. So definitely for groups. So we're talking community organisations, and so not-for-profit community organisations, education organisations, so schools, kinders, could be charities, those little local bodies that exist. So it's not for individuals in this instance.
Such as football.
Yep, sports clubs. Yep, absolutely. Yep. And when we're talking about the range of things that you could apply for, so the scope is around water efficiency, sustainable water use, you know, water conservation, also moving into habitat protection, environment, actually, you know, thinking about the country that we draw water from, so that realm as well. So it could be definitely water tanks for, you know, community operations. It could be appliances, so thinking about water saving, like washing machines, toilets, taps, shower heads.
But only where they're in club rooms
Correct.
And things like that.
But you think about how much you have to spend, you know, on water when you're running a clubhouse, or you might be a local animal rescue organisation. You're running a washing machine for towels and blankets. Upgrading your appliance can make a big difference.
Yep, absolutely, and can save the organisation a lot of money as well.
That's it, yeah.
And as we keep on saying, the water we're using today, Napoleon washed in, isn't it? So we can't create any more water.
What goes around comes around, absolutely.
What's here is what's available. And I guess we are starting to find that a lot more machines, you're talking about washing machines and that, they are, the manufacturers are improving them a lot too, aren't they? So it gives a group the opportunity to get upgrade from...
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. And it can make a big difference. So even shower heads, for example, I think we were talking in my team yesterday, we're running a project, a pilot in the with customers, and I think it was 20,000 litres a year. So I'm just switching from one shower head that's using maybe 11, 12 litres a minute to one that's using only 6. So think about that in a club, you know, clubhouse, sports club, you know, you're running all those showers. So plenty of opportunity with those higher rated appliances to make a difference.
All right. So there's always got to be a particularly an upper limit. So what sort of range are we talking that the grants are available for?
Yeah, so smaller grants for smaller projects up to around 5K, and then larger ones up to around 15K.
So that's pretty fair effort.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you think, you know, that lower end is definitely going to cover appliances and rainwater tanks, et cetera, and up in the 15K end, I mean, I think we're looking to see what creative things come in. But if you think about landscaping and drought-tolerant plants, and you need mulch, you might need to change out your irrigation system. There are plenty of things that
I was just going to ask you that. So if you're part of a land care group that wants to rehabilitate some land, like you could apply for grant for that too.
Absolutely, absolutely, because that's very much in the realm of restoring habitat. It's about looking after country, as I said, the country that we draw water from. So definitely within scope. Yep.
And I'm going to ask you this: there must be an upper limit as far as the amount of money that is going to be applied for grants. So how long are the grants open for?
So we're open for, it's a month. We kicked off about 2 weeks ago, so we're open till July 14. So about another 2 weeks to go.
Yep. Yeah. And obviously not everyone can be funded. I mean, money's not limitless, is it?
No, it's not, unfortunately, in this space. But we'll run a very strong evaluation process to assess the applications that come in and go from there.
And apart from that, like if you wanted to run an awareness program about in your own group, is there, could they apply for that?
Yeah, absolutely. So that realm of education and awareness raising to actually promote good, you know, wise water habits and water efficiency, yep, that's absolutely within scope as well.
All right, I'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more. You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. It's 15 minutes past two. Hey, we didn't last at the 1 o'clock news, it was 13. At the 2 o'clock news, it was 14. And we've dropped back to 13 again. Didn't stay there long.
Little old flower on the shelf, standing by.
I've never heard of before. That was a Gingerbread Man. I don't know much about him. I haven't got time to look it up. But that was a song made very popular by Grantley D back in the 1960s. Might even get a run on Sunday night, Grantley D. Anyway, we're going to talk to Rob now. Now, Yarra Valley Water believe there's around 100,000 people that should be getting concessions that aren't. And times are tough, and particularly if you're getting a bit older, the income isn't there quite what it was. So let's talk to Rob, because here's an opportunity for you to have a look at your water, talk to Yarra Valley Water, and you just may very well be eligible for a concession, because there's Yarra Valley Water believe, as I said, there's about 100,000. So Rob, tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. Well, as you said, we know times are tough out in the community and we're all feeling the pinch of the cost of living crisis. And we have our Water Care Support Program, which is basically our financial support program built on the belief that all customers should have access to our essential services, no matter what their capacity to pay is.
Can I just ask you before we go on, Rob, are we talking to concession for people like pensioners, or are we talking for people who may be on the dole? I mean, how wide are the concessions?
Both. So there are some cards that are eligible. So the Centrelink pension concession card, and also the Centrelink concession healthcare card, but also the DVA card, so the Veteran Affairs Gold card. If you do have one of these cards, we want to hear from you. So you register your concession and get that concession discount.
Yep. So what sort of concession are people like? Does it vary with the various groups, or is it all sort of one level of concession?
It does vary. What you get compared to your neighbour might be slightly different, but that's because it all depends what you're being billed for, or how many days are in the quarter, or what services you do get. But basically, you can get up to 50% off your water bill. There is an annual cap of $350.
Yep.
So to give you an example, we helped out a customer last week, and his bill was $80. He called up, we registered his concession, which meant he got 50% off. So that's a $40 discount there.
Sure, it's a big discount,
yeah,
isn't
big
it?
Yeah, big discount.
And so I guess, do they only apply for it once, or do they have to keep applying for it?
Register it once. So once you register it with us, it means that we will apply it on this bill, and we'll continue to apply it on your future bills as long as you're eligible.
All right. And I guess, in the case of if we're talking the gold card and that, well, they've got them for life. But if you're on the dole or something, then you would apply for it now, and then it'd have to be reviewed every year, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so we do review it. We check before we put that concession discount on your bill. So as long as we've got it registered on your account, we'll apply that concession for as long as you're eligible.
So I guess let's ask, how do you go about applying for the concession?
Well, we try to make it nice and easy. So you can either call us on 1300 441 248, or
can you give us that again, please? 1300 441 248,
and we're actually open. You can call us Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Now, people, you probably didn't get a chance to write that down, but at about 5 to 3, we'll get Rob or Tiffany to read those out again, so that you've got every chance to get hold of that phone number.
Yeah, sure.
So can they do it on the website, or is it...
Of course, yeah. So you can also go onto our website, where we've got lots of information about the concessions available, and you can actually self-serve and register there.
So your website is...
www.yvw.com.au. If you type in concessions or do /concessions, you'll go straight to that page.
Go straight to it. All right, I'm just going to take another quick break, and I've put one in for the ladies today. I know a lot of ladies love Engelbert Humperdinck, so it's a great song. I think it came out the 70s or maybe early 80s with the tin guitar, so let's listen.
Song for you, and if you're with the one you love, this is what you do. Oh, dance, dance, dance to my tin guitar, and very soon you know just where you are. Through the eyes of love, you see a thousand stars. Guitars are made for love, my band of men will always say. So give them all a pretty girl, and they will start to play. Beneath the stars, my 10 guitars will play a song for you. And if you're with the one you love, this is what to do. 10 guitars. And very soon you know just where you are. Through the eyes of love you see 1,000 stars. Oh, when you dance, dance, dance to my 10 guitars.
And as I said, that was Ingeborg Humperdinck and the 10 guitars. And I know a lot of ladies love him, so we put him in today just for that. Anyway, we're not here to talk about music Sunday afternoons when we do that and Sunday night. We've been talking to Tiffany. We've been finding out a bit about these grants. If you're part of a group, we'll now ask her how to apply for these, but we'll also at about 10 to 3, if you make sure you have a paper and pencil, both Rob and Tiffany will tell you how to apply. So, Tiffany, you've got us a bit excited. How are we going to apply?
All right, it's really easy, but before I do that, let me remind you of a couple of things about it. So yep. Who's eligible? All right, and the kind of categories. So definitely just a reminder, you've got to be not-for-profit community organisation, educational organisation, registered association or charity, local community group or incorporated body. So that's step one.
I was going to say, most of the incorporated bodies, they're pretty safe, aren't they? Because you can't... They have to all be non-profit to be the corporate officer.
Yeah, so because we're appealing to the groups that aren't working with huge budgets, and we're trying to help. So, and the categories that we're talking about. So, what you'll see when you apply, it's about helping communities thrive through education and connection. So that's where your water education stuff comes in. Improving water efficiency and conservation, and there's loads of ways to do that, including appliances, fixtures, irrigation, water tanks, etc. Boosting community water awareness. You know, you might be running programs or in that space, promoting sustainable water use and improving habitats and caring for country. So lots of scope in there. So how you do it, the other important thing, you've got to be in our service area. So
that's pretty fair.
just to be clear. or you need to support another community group delivering services in our service area. So even there's a bit of leeway there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's easy. If you don't know, you will know because you'll be getting a bill. So you'll be a customer. So you should know that off the bat. But if you don't, when you apply on the website, there's a list and you can check that you are. So it's website-based. So you just need to go to the Yarra Valley Water website, which is www.yvw.com.au. If you go /community grants, it'll come straight up for you. Equally, you can just sort of search community grants on the site and it'll pop up. When you actually get to that page, it is so easy. There's an apply now button. Off you go. And it's one of those online grant application systems that actually a lot of community organisations would be pretty familiar with, those orgs that rely on this kind of funding, and it'll just walk you through.
And people have to get going pretty quickly because there's about
2 weeks.
Put my teeth back in. 2 weeks left to go, isn't it?
That's right. 2 weeks, you've got to get in there. But it's not an onerous process. Yep. So it's not reams and reams of paperwork. It just walks you through the information that we need. There's also, when you jump online, there's a phone number there and there's an email address if you get stuck and you need help or if the info is not enough to determine, you know, whether you're eligible or in scope.
Yep. And there, has it got a list of the different sorts of programs that you're likely to fund or...?
It's not as prescriptive as that. It'll give you the broad categories, and I think we're open to the ideas that'll come through, you know, in those broad categories around using water wisely and sustainably, water efficiency. I think just if you've got a good idea, take a look, put it through. If you're not sure, give us a call, drop us an email to say, would this fit the bill? And what I can tell you, what's coming through already, because we've got quite a few applications coming through, rainwater tanks, they seem to be pretty popular choice, and water fountains, some water fountains. As in drinking water fountains for sports clubs, etc. So, definitely in scope.
What about if you're trying to really rehabilitate, so because it'd have to be on public land, wouldn't it? If you're going to rehabilitate land, it wouldn't be on it could be for a sporting group or something.
It could be your community hub or centre, your centre of ops. Yeah, it could be your grounds or gardens.
So could you plant trees?
Absolutely.
Things as part of it?
Yep, absolutely.
So it's a very wide category, isn't it? That in fact, almost... it would be worth, if anybody's got any idea, it would be worthwhile applying, because the worst you can say is no.
I think so. That's why I'd encourage you to just put the idea forward. And we're doing this round now. There will be future rounds. Because this is the first time we've opened
this up... This is the first time, is it?
It's not the first time we've run grants programs. We certainly have in the past, but they the previous program was more geared to plumbing, fitting fixtures and doing water audits and sort of retrofits in community buildings. So that, that was good. That was successful. This time we've cracked it open wider. So that there are more things that would fit the scope, and it's not just about the plumbing and fixtures.
Yeah. So this is probably a bit of an unfair question, but could you see that this will happen yearly or every couple of years or what?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we would like to. So I guess we're piloting this new version this year to see, you know, what comes in. So I think what the community brings to us helps us to define the scope for the next iteration as well.
I'll ask you this, and I don't want you to go too deep because I don't want to identify any group. Have you found some ideas that you thought, never thought of that, but that would be a great idea?
Not so far yet that I'm aware of, but I reckon we will. And that's the beauty of actually making sure the criteria are not so tight that, you know, you're just locking it down to very narrow projects and applications.
Well, the trouble is if you lock it down too narrow, then you're only going to get the projects you already know about.
But that's right. That's right. So I think, you know, I am sure as well that beyond actually the awarding of grants through this program, there'll be connections, there'll be leads that come up where we want to sort of talk further to an organisation about something. We might be able to help in different ways or be involved in different ways. Yeah. So for us, it's just a really great way to be part of the community that, that we are part of and that we serve.
Because Yarra Valley Water do do some of their own plantings and that, don't they? Because remember we had a, one of your ladies in here a while ago talking about rehabilitating some land. I can't remember whether it was Warbutt or something.
Was it the Upper Yarra treatment plant? Absolutely. So this is sort of, I guess what we're trying to do, we do things on our land and in our patch, and that's part of what, you know, what we need to do. We want to empower our community to do the same, you know, locally and on a smaller scale.
And, and harking back to what I was saying a minute ago, you might find a whole lot of ideas that, that Yarra Valley Water never thought of.
Yeah, well, because absolutely our community and customers know best about what works for them in their areas and what their needs are, 100%. So I think it's, as well as being a, you know, a successful grant program, it's a beautiful kind of exchange of ideas and a way of listening to our community.
Just got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more.
When I first saw you, I saw love. First time you touched me, I felt love. And after all this time, you're still the one I love. Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took a long way. Going strong. Still, you're still.
listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Oh, the voice of the valley, where it's 21 minutes to 3. Can't believe... Oh, we're back to 14 degrees. We were at 13 for about 3 hours. Then it's dropped... popped up to 14 for about 15 minutes. Then it went down to 13. It's back to 14. So, anyway... Funny stuff with the weather, but I told you all about the weather and Greg will tell you more about it at 3 o'clock. And just a reminder, Greg will be on between 3 and 5 with the Oz Indie Show. Always a great show. Now, Rob, we've been talking about these concessions. One of the things that I didn't ask you is that is it age-related at all? People who pay their water regardless of age. I know I'm not talking about the old people now, I'm talking about people in the dole and that who happen to be paying the water bill. Is there any age on it?
Not so much an age thing, no. So it's all based on the eligibility of the card type that you've got.
Yep.
But we do know that 74% of our concession card holders are pensioners. So
yep.
We are encouraging them to check your water bill, have a look to see if that discount is on there, and if it's not, give us a call.
Well, because I would have thought that was the group that probably needed it the most because of financial stress, because, you know, they get a bit of a rise in their pension and it goes up. That goes up $5, the bills go up $10.
Yeah,
so,
you know, it's just not quite enough. And that's why we really want to get out into community, come and speak to you. We're doing a lot in this space to really encourage people to check that bill.
Well, because the other way is that they're not asking for anything that they're not entitled to, are they? I mean, if they're entitled to it, they're entitled to it.
Absolutely. And you know, registering concession is just one part of our support. We've got a range of other supports available as well. So you might give us a call and register that concession, and then we can have a chat about some of those other things.
That's interesting. What other sorts of concessions do you have?
So there is a state government $650 utility relief grant for our hardship customers to apply for if they can't afford to pay that
and
bill.
And they'd be a one-off, wouldn't they, at the time?
Yeah, yeah. So it's up to $650. Yep. You can apply multiple times until you meet that.
Yep.
But, yeah, you need to meet criteria to get that one. Also, talking about payment arrangements. So instead of paying that quarterly bill once every 3 months, some people find it easier to break it up into fortnightly or monthly instalments.
Oh, so you can do that too?
Absolutely, yeah. So we try and do what we can to support that customer and make sure that it's easier to pay.
All right, let me be flying the ointment. So if a person... I'm a bit of a loss for words, but I know what I want to say. All right, so you've got somebody who's paid their bill and they're not a concession holder, we'll talk about now, but all of a sudden they're out of work, something's gone wrong. Yep. Can they apply for a one-off payment plan or some sort of concession to get them through that one bill?
Absolutely. So we can always talk about payment plans, but that's where we might explore the utility relief grant on that next bill. So we know things come up in life. You may lose your job, something like that may happen, and it's worth having a chat with us. As we say, we encourage the conversation, let us know your circumstances, and we'll be able to find something for you.
Well, again, it's better to rock up with the idea and you say no rather than think, oh, no, I couldn't get it and
absolutely.
Not do that. Because one of the things that amazes me, and I know that if people get it, I've never been in the situation, I probably don't understand it, but people seem to think, oh, if I can't pay that bill, I'll just let it go. But that's never going to work, is it? Because the bill is still there. And if you haven't spoken to whoever it might be, whether it be the bank, the water company, then they just think you're ignoring them.
Yes.
And they're going to try and do something to recover it. So that the moment they... I'm going to ask you this rather than tell you. The moment they realise that this bill is just too high because of X, Y or Z, they're far better to come to you and talk to you first, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Tiffany's nodding her head, yes.
We all are nodding our head, yeah. Don't put 100%. Your head in the sand. We're a friendly bunch of people. So, you know, as we say, it's having that conversation with us. Let us know what's going on for you, and we're confident we can find something to support you.
Well, because that has often amazed me, as I say, I've never been in that situation, but people tend to walk away and say, no, I'll just leave that, I'll leave that. But the bill's never going to go away. And if people, any company, I'm not just talking about water now, any company, things you just ignore them, well, of course they're going to try and recover some costs.
Yeah, of course, yeah, yep. And look, we'll try and contact you, whether it's if you've got an overdue bill, we will try and contact you. Our phone numbers are always on that letter, but we'll always encourage you to call us and speak to us sooner rather than later.
All right, I've got to take a quick break. This will be our last break, so please get your paper and pencil ready. Because both Tiffany's going to, if you're part of a community group, Tiffany's going to give you the way to contact them and also any phone numbers, and Rob will do the same. So we'll be back in a couple, 3 or 4 minutes.
James, everyone, thank you.
And that was a song made very popular by Johnny Farnham, or John Farnham as he liked to call himself. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. That wasn't quite the updated version I thought it was going to be, but anyway. Righto, Tiffany, we've got a whole lot of groups out there that want to take advantage of your grant. So how are they going to do it? If you could just give it to us and give us a chance to write them down, please.
Okay, so really easy. It's online, so you jump on our website. So www.yvw.com.au/community-grants will take you straight to the page where you can easily hit the apply now button and off you go working your way through. It lets you save too, should have said, so you don't have to do it all in one hit. Lets you save and and come back. Yep, sure does. So it's pretty easy, because I know it can be hard to find time to complete things all at once these days. So yeah, www.yvw.com.au/community-grants and you'll be right there ready to go.
Now, Rob, tell us how we've got people listening, particularly the pension card holders and other holders. So how are they going to get... hey, we might give a whole lot of money away today for you.
We're hoping
I've never done that on this show.
So you can contact us either via phone or you can go to our website. So to call us on the phone, it's 1300 441 248. That's 1300 441 248, or online, which is www.yvw.com.au/concessions. If you didn't get a chance to write down those numbers, when you do get that bill, that quarterly bill, or your next Yarra Valley Water bill, all our phone numbers are on there.
That's okay for you, but for Tiffany, it's not going to be not going to be a lot of good. So we need to mention that. Tiffany, that closes, what, in about 2 weeks? When does it actually close?
July 14, which is a Sunday, I believe, so midnight.
About 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, 11:59 on Sunday, July 14. That is the deadline.
You can listen to Yarra Valley during the afternoon, some great rock and roll music, and you can still get it in before midnight as we finish at 8 o'clock.
How good is that?
Look, I think it's terrific. And again, Tiffany, I guess with Rob's concessions, we've got a pretty fair idea. You're either eligible for a grant or you're not. Again, but it's a good idea to bowl it up and let them say no rather than you decide no. But I guess we just need to emphasise, Tiffany, that as far as you're concerned, there really isn't a limit of what people can come up with. I mean, if a person's got, if a group's got a good idea, again, it's worthwhile bowling it up, isn't it?
I think so. If it's in that space of water efficiency, water conservation, helping people learn more about saving water or actually saving water in your own operations, and again, the other aspect of environment and habitat restoration, there's a lot of scope in that. So, within those parameters, I'd say go for it.
Right. Now, I'm going to throw a question to you, Tiffany, and I'm not sure you're going to be able to answer, but I'm going...
I'll give it a go.
I did an interview with Yarra Valley Water earlier in the year, and we were talking about the... we had won an award for the cleanest water, best water, or whatever it was.
Best tasting tap
so
water,
I know that there was to be... in Victoria, and I know there was to be something down in Tasmania, I think, where all the states put up. Do we know whether that's happened yet or not?
It's in November. It's later in the year. So that's when we've done the state round.
Yep.
So, and we won the state round.
Yep. And we did an interview about that.
Very excited.
Yep.
So the national rounds are in November, and we will certainly be a part of that. And we have all our fingers and toes crossed, because that would be very exciting to win.
I'm looking forward to hearing the results, and I'm hoping that you'll let me know how you go with that.
Well, we'd love to.
Yeah. I'm really keen to find out how that goes, because as I said, I didn't realise that you did those sorts of things. I thought water was water.
Oh, no, water is not water. And water in Melbourne is some of the best water in the world, from the pristine closed catchments that we have. We are very lucky. We're sitting on beautiful water here.
I can never understand why people buy bottled water, but don't start me on that.
Well, we can talk about that another day. We've got lots to say about that, Alan.
I'll bet you have too. I mean, we have definitely got the best water around, But I didn't realise the amount of effort that went into it. And I did an interview with somebody after you'd won that award.
Kristen,
it really opened my eyes that, A, that there are these tests, and B, that there are awards available.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of time, energy and care that goes into maintaining 100% safe drinking water that also tastes great. So it comes to us very pure from our closed catchment, so we don't have to do too much treatment, but we have to be constantly maintaining that quality and testing and checking like all year round. There's thousands of tests to look after it. And, of course, there's all the pipes and the infrastructure and everything else to get it to your home. So
I guess the other thing is, though, pardon me, with the competition, it means that you're all the time testing water, like almost daily, aren't you, to make sure that...
Constantly, yeah, we're constantly. That's happening, you know, all year round, like every year. That's just what we need to do to maintain that quality, so, yeah.
That's terrific. Well, I look forward to hearing about it. First of all, I must just mention again that Greg's coming on at 3 o'clock. He's going to throw me out the studio in a few minutes, and he'll be on the Oz Indie Show between... 3 and 5, always a great show. Always songs have just been released this week. I'll be back on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. And also I'll be back next Wednesday. I've got 3 interviews again. I should have looked up who they were, shouldn't I? But anyway, whatever it is, join me next Wednesday. We've got 3 hours of great interviews. Tiffany, look, I hope you go really well with these grants. I think it's a terrific idea. And Rob, if there's 100,000 people, or you estimate around 100,000 people, it's a lot of money that people are missing out on.
Yes, and we want them to give us a call. So,
on?
On 1300 441 248.
All right, and Tiffany, I hope that they on the 3Ws, yvw.com.au/grants or forward slash concessions, they can go on the same website.
Yes, /community grants.
Oh, community grants.
Yes,
not just
that's
grants.
How you'll find right. it. But to be honest, Alan, if you just jump on and to the website and then put in search community grants, you'll find it.
You'll find it. All right, look, thank you for your time, the two of you. I've enjoyed. I'm amazed, and I've said this a couple of times, the amount of effort that goes into water. I just walk up the tap, turn it on, and expect it to be there. But you people put a lot of effort. So thank you for coming in.
That's a pleasure.
Thanks, Alex.